Let me go to Isaiah 57. Glory to God. 13th verse of the 57th chapter. Let me read a few scripture to you. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. Amen. And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the High and the Holy One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Does that word holy mean anything to you right there? Whose name is tender toward us. Him being holy and desiring that we be holy, he don't want to kill us to get us there. Woo! It won't hurt your ears. But he don't want to kill us to get us there. He wants to make us holy. He wants to make us alive. He wants to see that we can live to display to someone else that he's holy. Put all the devices of the world aside. Don't mention a thing. Just come into his presence. And watch and see if Hollywood don't take its flight. You just don't care anything about it anymore. It makes no difference any longer. The sport world, how it's become such a god to this world, it don't mean anything anymore. Because you're in the presence of Him that is holy, of Him that's not trying to kill and destroy, of Him that is here to try to make us alive, that we can be alive not just for now, but alive forevermore. Forevermore. We don't have to die. Amen. Brother Parrish, justice can go on through eternity without end, and never, ever will there be an end of Him. Now, this body may be changed. This body may go back to the dust if He dies before time, if He passes before the time of the rapture or the catching away. But let me tell you tonight that His desire to every one of us is for us to be holy like He is holy. I preached to us a few nights back about we need to ask Him. I preached to us just the other night how that we need to commit ourselves to Him. And now I'm telling us tonight we need to commit ourselves in a holy way. And in when you look at that holy way, it's that humility that I witnessed right up here a while ago. That was a burning humility. That wasn't something that was here for a show, a facade or a veneer, but it was something that came from the heart of someone that hallelujah, that was in tune with her Lord, that while one was there with her hands raised in desire, God, will you meet my need? Right behind that child of God was one that was standing saying, Lord, meet her need. Amen. Lord of God. For thus saith the High, the Lofty One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Get that dictionary right there and look up contrite for me, please. Look at that. With him also, he said, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now, can I read that to you one more time without wearying you? Will you bear with me just one more time as I unsheath this sword right here? Woo! Amen. I'm talking about one that sets upon the circle of this earth right here. I'm talking about Him. I'm talking about Him that's willing to do battle. But He's not willing to do battle for him that looks like Charles Atlas or him that's got the hind law. I'm not talking about of the body now. I'm talking about him of the spirit that thinks you're something. When, let me tell you something. When you think you're something, beware, because you're nothing. You're nothing. God wants to make you something. Don't give up. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't walk away. Just keep on coming on and just keep on calling, getting close to Him. Tell me what contrite means, please. Wait just a moment. Wait just a moment.
Sorry? Repentant.
I don't need that. I don't need to read that again. Repentant. Now, I've got an old dictionary at home that a precious sister put in my possession here just a few nights back. And in that dictionary, that old dictionary said one that is broken and down because of sin. Because of sin that separates the... Now, this is not what all was said in that dictionary, but that's what it said, was that one that was broken, one that was down because of sin, one that is separated because of sin. And it's because of sin that we have a separation between us and our God. It's because of this division that the devil wants to pull in here and try to separate us from the love and the worship of a God that wants us to be just like Him. Oh, but that's impossible. We cannot attain. We cannot get to the place that we can be like Him. Let me tell you something. These that are preaching these things all around this country, I don't claim to be near as smart as some of those men are, but I have got just a little bit of discerning and understanding that what the Spirit of God has given me as a pastor of just a few people right here in this body. And let me tell you tonight, if you can't attain to be like Him, don't let anybody come up to you and say, "Are you a Christian?" And you answer them, "Yes." Come on here now. I'm not talking about us being high and haughty and lofty, but I'm talking about us being humble and low esteem. I'm talking about us keeping ourselves down and under subjection to the authorities that are in this land. I'm not talking about one that wants to put himself above everyone, but I'm talking about one that wants to serve their God. No, you cannot exalt yourself above Him. Because there's a scripture in the Bible that tells us that hell is moved to meet you at your coming. And it's in that same place that He called upon Lucifer and He said, "How art thou fallen?" Because you tried to exalt yourself up above the stars of God. I'm talking about one that'll be contrite. One that'll be humble. Oh, praise God. He said, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble." Huh? To revive the spirit of the humble. They have told us throughout the ages that it's for weaklings. It's for them that cannot keep their heads up. It's for them that have no strength in them. When in fact, all we have to do is just wait upon the Lord, and He shall renew our strength. He shall renew our strength. Praise God. He shall be the one that'll enter into these vessels. Hear me tonight. We've all got a tag put on our temples. Every one of us have got a tag put on it. And we got Lonnie. We got Jesse, we got Henry, we got Jamie, we got Tommy, we got Ronnie, we got everyone in here. But there's one that's got something he'd like to make us all to be just alike. He'd like for us to be holy just like he's holy. But you must first humble yourself to him. I remember Brother Ham teaching this morning, you see, how that that woman was weeping those tears on his feet. But the scripture said that she was behind him. She was behind him. That's what it said. Amen. Listen to that. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at His feet behind Him weeping. Stood at His feet behind Him. It wasn't meat or custom that she'd come around and present herself to a man and go before him, but it was the custom that she stay behind him. But oh, can I tell you that holy Son of God that stood there, and that Holy Ghost that was drawing that precious sinner woman, that Holy Ghost that was trying to bring her out of darkness into light, as she was behind him. Now, how do you reckon that she could weep those tears? Oh, hallelujah! How do you reckon she could weep those tears on his feet if she's behind him? Can anybody tell me? Can anybody? He's what? All right, there's one point. He may have been kneeling down, but I just got a mind, and that's fine. That's fine. It may be. She may have been weeping those tears right on the soles of his feet as he knelt down there in that way. But I just got a mind that when she was behind him weeping and wanted to worship him and wanted to bring this ointment and break it over him, that I got a feeling. You know what I feel like he done? If he kneeled, Brother Henry, thank God. Thank God it was worth it. But I got a mind that while that sinner woman was standing behind him, that he didn't wait for her to come around in front of him. He didn't want her to be yanked out by the hair of the head by those that believed in just the laws and the customs. But I got a feeling that he made himself by turning around and allowing himself to face her because she was a weeping and she wanted to worship him. Hear me tonight. He wants us. He wants just like that. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to come to him weeping. He wants us to come to him broken. He wants us to come to him humbly, that we may be able to find him in this day and hour that we're living. This is a dark, ugly old time, but he wants us to find him. He wants us to find him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoa! I did not realize that I was going to be using this scripture in this message. The Lord gave me the message. Brother Ham just fired me up this morning in that woman and her humility. And not only the humility of that woman, but the precious desire of that one that he said, I am holy. He said, I am holy. And he said, because I'm holy, he said, I want you to be holy. Now hear me tonight. There would have been some that would not have lowered themselves. Now this is just a small thing, but there would have been some that would not have lowered themselves to come lay their head down on the back of our sister. There would have been some that would not lower themselves, as I've seen some do, that would get down on all fours and crawl across the front of this church. That is so stupid looking. That is so ignorant. That just looks plumb out of place. We're supposed to be here to worship God. We're not supposed to be here to carry on and act up and play like we're somewhere out on a playground somewhere. But you know what I found out? I found out that God will keep us, and He'll keep us in His pavilion. Do y'all know what a pavilion is? You want to look that up for me too? We looked that up the other night. You know what a pavilion is? You have any idea what a pavilion is? You're going to find out here real quick.
It's just not meat for us. Make a spectacle out of ourselves. It's not meat for us.
I ought to toast you again like I did the other night. Huh? It's not meat that we should get out here and hug one another. Huh? It's not meat that we should get out here and weep over one another. It just, that's not becoming God. We're out here to come into the presence of God. And it's for us to compose ourselves and keep ourselves from being out of sorts. We must keep ourselves aright and not allow our emotions to overcome us. But glory to God. When I kneeled right here at the crack in the altar that night and I got to praying, Brother Lonnie, I got to seeking God. I'd already made my mind up down on the job. Lord, come in my heart. I'm going to that church. I'm going to kneel at that old altar bench that I've seen all my life. And I'm going to pray and ask you to come into my heart. I already made my mind up. And I asked him, and when I kneeled right here and I heard the Christian Baptist man praying on this side, and on the other side of him was a missionary Baptist man. Didn't believe he could backslide, but he got up and confessed to it. A little bit later, he said, I was backslid. He said, I had to find God all over again. praying, but I was listening to them pray. And then on this side of me was my mama. She was right down there just a praying. And I know that the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. Don't you know that? He's a gentleman. But I feel like that gentleman, he wanted me so much. You know, I remember a few things when I was just a little boy growing up in church. And thank you, Brother Ham, for giving your testimony this morning, too. See, Brother Ham, we just about got to put him in the same category with Brother Jeff. Brother Ham said he knelt at 12 years old, wasn't it, Brother Ham? And gave your heart to God. Oh, praise God. That don't do a thing for you. But I know the Holy One of Heaven, He's just so happy that this man of God that is now teaching the Word of God that just spoke up to us and he said, I've never done much of anything wrong in my life. I just didn't know I needed to really pray. He said, I just lied a couple times. Woo, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Him and poor Brother Jeff, dear God. You know, but he had to repent. You know what he said? You know, the thing that touched my heart. Brother Ham, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not embarrassing. I don't believe so. But you know what he said this morning? He said, I didn't feel like I needed to repent of much of anything. But he said there was something down inside of me. Oh, glory to God. He said there was something down inside of me that wanted to have fellowship with Him, that wanted fellowship with me. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but that puts me on shouting ground. Now I know why Brother Jeff Smith had to give his heart to God. He wanted fellowship with Him. Thank you, Brother. I've never heard it put so wonderful. You know, he just needed a fellowship with Him. You know, it'd be easy enough to ask Him, Brother Lonnie, Lord, forgive me for that lie I told at this place and that one I told at that place. And let's see. I don't think there was anything else. Lord, I think that was it. But I want to sup with you. Woo! Glory to God. Tell me what a pavilion is.
A large tent. A large structure used for entertainment.
Whoa. Now, that last part. What was that again?
A large structure used for entertainment.
Now, glory to God. I may look foolish, but I feel like I'm flying right up here with the angels right now. A lot of people say, well, you just don't need to do those things. And I'm not saying we're out here to entertain one another. I'm not saying that. But I'll tell you what we are out here to do. God gave us a place that He would entertain us. Now, that don't mean He's going to get up here with the clown suit on, and He's going to get up here and He's going to act like a clown. But what it does mean that God is going to entertain us with what? What is it that He desires that we have? First of all, He wants us to have eternal life, don't He? Huh? He wants to entertain us with His Word right here. Come on with me. Help me. Help me. Help me right here and now. But He wants us to take His Word. He wants us to live in His Word. He wants us to have pleasure in His Word. You see, He wants to entertain us and let us know that because I did these works, then you can do them also. But whoa! Greater works than these will you do because I go back to my Father. Woo! Hallelujah. Because I go back to my Father, greater works than these will you do. Now, Brother Herbie has told us so many times, we can't do anything greater than the Lord done. I agree with that. We cannot do anything greater. But what we can do, there's just so many more of us Christians. There's just so many more of us. I'm not going to call us little gods. If somebody teaches that, we're nowhere near that. What we are is we're creatures that are supposed to be contrite. And yes, after we've given our heart to God, we've got to be careful that we don't get exalted because of the way God may be using us. And if we don't get exalted in the way that He's using us, then we praise God. We can be children that He'll be able to use because we'll not be out bragging, look how my church had to go. Glory to God. And we won't be out here looking at folks and telling them, look what I prayed for so-and-so over there. God healed them. Come on here now. Help me. I could spit you some names out right here. Oh, glory to God. I was listening to one the other day and when he was right at the end of his tape. Oh, he was doing a marvelous job teaching and discussing some things there and rolling out some good information. And he got right at the end and he said, now these that are, I don't know if he said legalists or not, but he said, now these that say you've got to put this off and put that off and do without the things of the world, I'm going to tell you something. You hear me right here and right now. God don't need our earthly devices to entertain us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He wants to deal with your heart and your mind. Not the way somebody else is letting you watch them. Come on here. You're going to be watching Him, and you're going to be doing what He's telling you to do. You're going to be following after what He's telling you to do. Leave Him alone. If He's going to teach His congregation, let Him do it. Bless God behind the doors of the house of God or in the sanctuaries. And don't let Him be... Come on here with me. The Holy Ghost, my God, is so jealous that He told us that we have need that no man teach us. Now, I thank God for the teachers. And you can tell I appreciate Brother Gary and Brother Jeff. I love them. They're good teachers of the Word of God. But this Scripture tells me that we have need that no man teaches. You see, God will set teachers in over us. Come on here. He'll set teachers in over us. He'll put us in a tabernacle, in a body of people, in a church that we may learn and teach and do those things in which we know we need to do to help make the church grow. Help me, Lord. But you let the Holy Ghost open up the window of your mind. When you read the good Word of God, you don't have to read it from some thing somebody's got stuck up before you and let Him explain it to you. It helps. It helps sometimes to read the commentaries. It helps sometimes to hear what somebody else has got to say. But have you heard what the Holy Ghost has got to say? Have you heard what the Spirit has to say? How did I get into this? The Bible says great multitudes came unto Him, having with Him those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. Now listen to this. And cast them down at Jesus' feet, and He healed them. When this lady, I'm going to call her a lady. Of course, the Bible called her a sinner woman. When this woman that was a sinner, when she got what she needed, where was she? These maimed and halt and those that were sick, full of the devils. When they brought them to Jesus, the Bible don't say they just went up there, stood Him before Him and walked away. It said they cast them down at His feet. And what does it say? What can I get you to help me here a little bit? What's it say He did? He healed them. We must humble ourselves. And I will say this, we must find ourselves at His feet. We ask Him, we have committed unto Him, and now we must be humbly worshiping Him. You hearing me? We must be at His feet asking of Him, committing, God, here I am for You. When that script when those things were given to them and He told them to go out and to teach. And when He asked them a question a little later, He said, lackest thou anything? Did you lack anything at all? Was there anything else that you needed? And they told Him, no, Lord, we didn't need anything else. But if you find yourself contrite, broken down, if you'll find yourself humbly kneeling at His feet, worshiping Him, standing before Him, then you are kneeling before Him, you're going to find that He's got exactly what you need. You're not hearing what I'm saying tonight. I know that maybe you grasp it a little bit later, and I don't expect us to be shouting, but I thank God that He's given us a spirit that we can find ourselves. We've got to learn a few things. We've got to rehearse a few things. That's why this Word of God should never depart from our eyes. And when it is before our eyes, we don't have time for our eyes to be doing things that they shouldn't be doing, because not only will we filled with, his, with looking at His Word, but we'll be filled with His understanding. May the Lord bless you. May God help us. There was a lot more. Again, I can say that. A lot more than I want to say. But that lady that pressed through the crowd, that woman, the Syrophoenician woman, even, when she looked at the Lord and said, just crumbs from your table, Lord. Said, dogs, said, you call us dogs. We're Gentiles and we're called dogs. But Lord, even the dogs eat crumbs from the that fall from the master's table. She humbled herself. She humbled herself. It's going to take humility for us. Humility. We cannot be haughty. I wanted to deal with the haughtiness and the high-mindedness, but I don't need to. You know what it is. When a man thinketh he stand, he must take heed lest he fall. When a man considers himself and thinketh himself something, he's nothing. He's nothing. I want to open this altar and say, get us a song. And I want us to have a season of prayer. I talked to Brother Matt Homer a while ago. Brother Homer told me he's going on in revival at Brother Mark Hatfield's. So Brother Hatfield asked him to stay. That's why he's not going to be at Brother Kirk Cordell's. Let me go on here. But Brother Homer said a while ago, he said, Brother Bailey, he said, we've had one man saved. And he said he got saved just a few nights ago. And he said, that man getting saved, he said, just seemed to put a spark in this place. Now, he said the man was from Tennessee. I don't know how he got all the way up here to get saved. But thank God, God knows where to put him. He knows just exactly where to lead him. He'll put a hook in their jaw and put them just where they need to be. But that man put a spark in that church, and he told me, he said, Brother Lloyd, he said, every altar service has been higher than any other part of the service. So let me make time for you. I know it's just, it's not late. We didn't get in bed at 4:19 this morning. Got up, came Sunday school. Now that was late. Early in the morning, late at night. But let me tell you, if you'll take time to come to Him tonight, humble yourself before Him. I appreciate the spirit that our church has. Brother Brian Miller told me again last night. He said, Brother Bailey, he said, I've not seen any church anywhere that's got the spirit that you folks have. I said, buddy, we're not always swinging from the chandeliers. He said, that's not what I'm talking about. He said, you all have just got a spirit of love about you, just a spirit of fellowship about you. I thank God for all of you. That He's bragging on you. He's bragging on you. But as we open this altar tonight, find yourself a place. Even if you don't want to come up here, I wish you would. But if you don't want to, find you a place that you can humble yourself to Him right now. That you can humble yourself, that the Lord may be able to give you help in this time of need. One scripture I'd like to say. That John said in Revelations 1:17, he said, and when I saw him, listen to that, when I saw him, how many remembers the time you saw him? Like old Brother Orville Hall said when that cop stopped him. He said, sir, are you lost? He said, Lord, no, son. He said, I've been saved for so many years, and I ain't lost. When you found out you was lost and you saw the Savior, remember how the joy came into your heart? Remember how the load was lifted? Listen to this. And he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. So you see, when you humble yourself to him, you're not just humbling yourself to anybody, but you're humbling yourself to the beginning. And the ending. You've humbled yourself to Him that first loved us, and He'll be the last to love us. That'll never happen. Eternity. Let's gather around and pray at this time. As the Lord is moving up on you, I hope that you've taken something out of this. I know it's been more of a teaching thing, and we haven't really been into the preaching real hard, but oh, thank God for His love, for His peace that He's settled down in here, for that He's given us. Well, you don't stack up to Jerry Gazee and Noah Phillips and And Jody Silver, I ain't trying to stack up to them. You see, God's given me something to give to you. When they come, they'll have something else to give you. But I'm going to give you what God wants. Yeah, I could preach a message that might have us up here shouting. I've got a few. But hey, I'm here to teach us and help us to find out where we need to ask Him. We need to commit ourselves to Him. And after we've committed ourselves to Him, we need to worship Him. Come on around. Let's pray tonight. Pray that the Lord will just pull us together like He never has. This is a Pentecostal church. Thank God.
Hardly a comfort.